The commission appointed by Congress to investigate the September 2001 terrorist attacks is asking Congress for a 2-month extension to its May 27th deadline before it issues its final report. Public hearings held here in Washington over the past couple of days have looked into immigration and border security issues as well as aviation security at the time of the attacks. Should this deadline be extended, do you think? Is it necessary? And how important is this investigation to you? Join us, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Our email address, totn@npr.org. And joining us now on the phone from Northern Virginia is a member of the 9/11 Commission, Richard Benveniste. He was a special prosecutor during the Watergate hearings and is now a partner in the Washington law firm Mayer Brown. And thanks very much for being with us today.
I'm very pleased to have the opportunity.
So what work needs to be done still? Why do you think the commission needs 2 more months?
We have a great deal left to do. We have conducted over 900 interviews. We've got 2 million documents, which we have reviewed and are in the process of reviewing. We have a final report to get to. We have important additional interviews, some of the most important yet to do. We have to have the opportunity to assimilate all of that information, look at it, see where we may have information fallen between the cracks and need to re-interview or interview additional people, get additional documents, and really write a report in a professional way that we can all feel good about. The commission itself needs to discuss these issues, needs to look at the factual record, come to consensus if we can as to what that means, and then make recommendations for the future. We simply don't have enough time to do all those things, and most importantly, perhaps, right now we can't do all those things and continue to have fulsome hearings. I think public hearings are an essential part of our mandate. The public expects us to air information of import in these public hearings, and right now we have been obliged to cancel our hearings for February, 5 days of hearings, because of the crunch. You know, we got off to kind of a slow start. Dr. Kissinger and Senator Mitchell, who were first appointed to the commission as its leaders, were obliged to withdraw. And then we had issues with respect to getting clearances up and running, to get our offices with secure SCIFs up and running. And then we faced delays initially from the FBI. They've been repaired with the DOD more generally. Much more serious issues with the FAA and NORAD, which resulted in twice delaying hearings on important issues, which are still to occur. And delays in resolving issues with the White House regarding access to individuals and important documents.
And that raises a question of political sensitivity. This is a highly charged issue, to say the very least. A 2-month extension would bring the deadline to late July, just about at the time of the Democratic National Convention. This is something the White House and the Republicans who control Congress have been reluctant to grant you.
Well, here's the way we've looked at it, and as you know, Neil, this is a bipartisan commission, and we have worked in a bipartisan way, very effectively, I think, as a group, and a lot of credit for that goes to Chairman Tom Kaine and to Lee Hamilton, the vice chair. This recommendation to seek, request to seek a short extension of time, 2 months, is made with the consensus of the commission. This is the time we need, and so that's what we decided to request. If others have political considerations, they can voice them in the debate, and we'll go from there. But it should be known that, of course, when we have come upon, and we have, areas relating to deficiencies in our security that warrant immediate attention, we have, of course, pass those that information on to the relevant agency. So it's not as though we're holding back anything of immediacy, but in order to do a report that will withstand the criticism of time and scrutiny, we need additional time. We're mindful of the Roberts Commission, which is probably the most analogous commission historically, which looked into Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And as you know, that commission, which didn't take all the time it needed, which didn't explore everything that it needed to explore by any means, was roundly criticized subsequently in several subsequent investigations. We don't want to be in that circumstance. We want to do a job that we can all be proud of and that the American public expects.
Let's get some listeners involved. Our number is 800-989-8255, and Adam joins us on the line from Athens, Ohio.
Hello.
Hello, Adam.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. You're on the air.
I just wanted to say that I think it's very important that the commission gets as much time and resources as they need, because there are so many important questions that need to be answered. For example, it's hard for me to believe that, you know, from the time that the planes were deviating from their flight path, no planes were scrambled to see what was going on. Yet I remember, I don't remember exactly when, but it wasn't too long ago, it was a golfer's plane had gone down or something, and Air Force planes were scrambled up in 3 or 4 minutes. And it's my understanding that there was a lag time of over 30 minutes before any planes were scrambled. It's also my understanding that there was a Pakistani official invited to the White House, and the FBI reported that he had made a wire transfer to Mohammed Atta for $100,000. Yet he was at the White House very near the time of September 11th with no explanation. Now, I could have some of these things wrong, but I just think these are such important questions that they should get as much time and resources as they need.
Well, Richard Benveniste, certainly on the NORAD question, that's the agency, the North American Air Defense Command, that would have been involved in getting jets up to intercept those aircraft, if that might have been possible. Are those the records that you had such a difficult time?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they were. On two occasions, we were told by NORAD that we had all the information they had. Then our staff went out into the field and visited certain NORAD sites, and we learned that there was a substantial quantity of additional important information that had not been turned over. And so this required us to go back, review all of that information. There were tapes that we had to listen to, and that, of course, resulted in having to re-interview others. And now the hearings, which were initially scheduled for January, have been pushed off all the way back to April. But these are important issues, and I believe we will make a substantial contribution to public understanding of what actually happened on 9/11, including our level of preparedness to deal with an attack on the United States within the continental United States, and where NORAD was in terms of its preparation and what occurred on that day.
Another major issue that slowed things up was the dispute, I guess is a fair word, with the White House over access to highly classified information, the President's Daily Briefings, the PDBs as they're known. These are prepared for him by the Central Intelligence Agency and presented to him in the mornings as a rule. The ones from August are extremely important. There is a procedure that was set up. Can you explain briefly what that procedure is? It's very complicated.
Well, there was an initial suggestion by the White House of how to do that. We rejected that, and we agreed to a compromise where a delegation picked by the Commission of Commissioners and Staff have reviewed certain of that material, and without going into it any further, it is yet to be shown that that compromise is working. So there are a number of different impediments in terms of the way we have had to go about our work. Our notes on certain documents cannot be used by us in our own facility, despite the fact that it has the highest security clearance. Those notes are kept elsewhere. We've got to return to them to review them and to utilize them. There have been a number of similar kinds of impediments that are just time-consuming. And the net result of the accumulation of all of these is that, and the other factors that I mentioned, is we just need a short additional amount of time in order to get this right.
As you know, family members of some of those who were killed on September the 11th have criticized the commission itself for what they would describe as excessive politeness and lack of aggression in pursuing this information.
I don't think those criticisms have been directed to me, frankly. but I can understand their level of frustration. We do talk to them frequently. We're very mindful of their concerns. I think the recent hearings that we have just had in Washington, 2 days of very extensive hearings on border security issues, have assuaged some of their concerns. That's why we need to have the full panoply of hearings that we had anticipated originally. I think these hearings showed that there were substantial differences between the initial report of the FBI and CIA and others about how these 19 hijackers got into the country. They initially said that the hijackers arrived here clean and lawfully. I think we've shown that those statements were inaccurate, that as many as 9 had passports that were manipulated in ways that might have been detected. The visa process was broken, and despite the fact that the accumulated intelligence was pretty good pre-9/11, before we had all of these new laws that were passed in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, certain people in the intelligence community had their hair on fire, literally, with respect to the kinds of information that they were receiving in the summer of 2001 about a big event that was going to take place sponsored by Al-Qaeda. Now, the focus principally was on American assets overseas, but they didn't rule out the possibility of domestic terrorism in the United States. Well, and indeed, the FAA not only recognized this internally, but said so in an article which they put in the Congressional Record in July of 2001, that said that they certainly could not rule out the possibility for an Al-Qaeda-based act of terrorism involving domestic hijacking.
Let's see if we could get one more caller in before we have to let you go. This is Sam, who joins us from Fitchburg, Massachusetts.
Hi. I'm basically for scrapping this whole commission. I think it's still not getting to the truth because they're establishment folks. And if they're going to condemn the Republicans, it's bad. If they're going to say it's back to Clinton, it's his fault, it's bad. We need an independent commission with non-politically affiliated people whatsoever. And we need to start fresh. And what's really, really missing from this whole issue of 9/11 is our foreign policy, is connections to the CIA, to Al-Qaeda. We are not discovering much of anything except technicalities, and that's not the issue.
Get a brief response from Richard Benveniste.
Well, I'm hopeful at the end of the day when our report is issued and when our additional hearings take place that your caller will have good reason to change his opinion.
Richard Benveniste, thanks very much for being with us
today.
You're
very welcome.
Richard Benveniste is a Democratic member of the commission, the bipartisan commission, looking into the September the 11th terrorist attacks, and he was with us on the phone from Northern Virginia. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. If an extension is granted, it would have to be granted by Congress. Joining us now from his office on Capitol Hill is John Feary, press secretary to the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, and it's good of you to be with us today.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Speaker Hastert is on the record opposing any extension of the May 27th deadline.
He is, for two reasons. First of all, he would like to get the recommendations from the commission as soon as possible. If these recommendations are as good as we hope they will be, we need to act on those recommendations as soon as possible. And further delaying the reports will only delay us implementing those recommendations. The second point is we don't want this to become a political football. And if you extend this commission to July, it still gets 60 days to finish up his business and do its report.
Let me just explain. There's an additional 60 days after the deadline, whatever the deadline turns out to be, for follow-ups. Go ahead.
Exactly. And that'll get you right smack in the middle of October. And no matter what the commission will say at that point in time, it will be seized on by both sides in political ways. And I don't think anyone wants that. We want these recommendations to be outside the window of the political season, and we think that the best way to do that and the best way to improve the security of the American people is to get those recommendations done as quickly as possible, and that's why the Speaker is against extending the commission.
There could be, as you well know, a lot of popular support for an extension, including support from the families of people who were killed on September the 11th. Is that something that you expect the Speaker and the rest of Congress will take into consideration?
Oh, we certainly will. I wouldn't be surprised if actually the families would like an extension to next year. They probably want this to be even more thorough. I would also be surprised if they want a short extension. I don't think that they would want something that would get us into the middle of the political season. I mean, October is when people really start campaigning. So I don't think they want this to be a political football either. We think the best way to take care of that is to get the recommendations. And frankly, for safety's sake, and if these recommendations are good, we want them before October. We want them as soon as possible, and that's why this Speaker is out in favor of extending this commission.
I understand, but as you heard Richard Benveniste say, and other commissioners have said, it is not just him, that any tactically significant information that they develop, they've been turning over right away.
Well, and that's important, but we extending this commission for very little reason. We just want to get these recommendations out as quickly as possible, this report written as quickly as possible. Extending the commission is not going to help anything.
Will there be a meeting between leaders in Congress, including your boss, Congressman Hastert, and members of the commission?
None is scheduled thus far. I don't know anything on the schedule at this point. And, you know, they still have some time. I think the commission runs out in May, so they still have time.
Can you stay with us? We need to take a short break, but we wanted to get an interesting phone call we would hope you'd be willing to take with us.
Okay,
we're going to take a short break. With us on the line is John Feary. He is press secretary to the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, and he's with us on the phone from Capitol Hill. We are going to take a short break and wind up our conversation on the 9/11 panel. Then we're going to be talking about the release in London today of the Hutton Report. This is investigating the suicide of a British weapons expert and former weapons inspector, and goes to the question of weapons of mass destruction and the manipulation of intelligence about those weapons of mass destruction. Before the war in Iraq, the Hutton Report, to the surprise of many, cleared Prime Minister Tony Blair today. However, the Director General of the BBC has resigned. More on that when we come back from a break. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or email us, totn@npr.org. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Earlier today, the bipartisan commission set up to investigate the 9/11 intelligence before the 9/11 terrorist attacks asked for an additional 2 months to complete its investigation. Earlier, we spoke with one of the Democratic members of the commission, Richard Benveniste. Joining us now, or still with us on the phone, is John Feary, who's press secretary to House Speaker Dennis Hastert, and he's explaining why Speaker Hastert has been opposed to an extension. And we're going to get to a caller in just a second. But as you heard Richard Benveniste cite the precedent of the Roberts Commission that was set up to investigate Pearl Harbor, huge criticisms of that. Of course, in more recent years, the Warren Commission that was set up to investigate the assassination of President Kennedy. Also, there are still the majority of Americans don't believe what the Warren Commission reported. Isn't it time, some would say, to take the time and make sure this investigation is done right?
Well, the Warren Commission, they took a long time with the Warren Commission as well. It goes to the heart of the matter, which is if you put this into the middle of the political season, it will be questioned by everybody. So the best way to ensure that it doesn't become a political football is to get this report done before the conventions, get it done in July, have the commission end in May, and get it out of the political season. I mean, no doubt every commission that we've had in our nation's history, as far as I know, has always had someone who said that it wasn't right. And but we we need to get the recommendations from the commission as soon as possible so we can act on them for national security's sake. And we need to keep it out of the political season. And that's why the speaker feels strongly about this.
And waiting patiently on the phone, and we apologize for that, Donald is with us now from Brooklyn, New York.
Mike, I'm in agreement. I think that we should extend the time the commission takes, no matter how long it is, at least, I would say, between 2 and 6 months. I think that we spent 8 years with an independent counsel going after President Clinton and Mrs. Clinton, and at least if something as such was a national event, killing thousands of Americans, I think that the Speaker and both parties, the Democrats and Republicans, can extend the time. I think that if you watch the hearings on CNBC World this past couple of days, the commission asked some very probing questions to the FAA and the airline security professionals, which they couldn't answer. And one in particular was that, why are there only about 30-something names currently on the terrorist watch list for the airline industry when the CIA puts out a report that includes some 61,000 names?
Let's get a response from Mr. Firian. If 2 months is too long, is 6 months too long?
Take
it out of the political season.
That hasn't been the request. The request has been 2 months, which gets you smack dab in the middle of October for a report. The caller makes an excellent point. I mean, I was fascinated to learn from the FAA testimony as well. I mean, there's a lot of questions, but a lot of these questions need to be answered quickly so that we can make America more secure. And that's the other point. We need the report as quickly as possible so we can find out what the problems are and we can fix them.
Donald, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And John Feary, we thank you for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
John Feary, press secretary to the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, and he spoke with us from his office on Capitol Hill.